Crashes per year. Don't take any chances. New Go Drive with Energy Triple Action Formula helps keep drivers alert with sustained energy and awareness. But Go Drive with Energy is not just for driving. Go Drive with Energy provides energy for up to 8 hours using a proprietary blend, including clinically proven ingredients to help manage stress, anxiety, and keeps you focused. There's nothing else like it. Don't let stress and fatigue affect your life anymore. Get Go Drive with Energy today. Available at a select grocer near you. For more information, log on to GoDriveWithEnergy.com. That's GoDriveWithEnergy.com.
Advance Auto Parts presents Speed Perks Rewards Program. Spend 100 and get 20 off your next qualified purchase. No cards, no points, no nonsense.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. We're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
it's a crotch potty run it.
So get loose and up. We're about to get
crotch party.
Party. I don't know what that is, but it sounds kind of good, unless it's all guys.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 12th edition of Opinions Playhouse. Brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. The heating and cooling company we use at my house. The heating and cooling company that thousands of people use for their homes, their businesses. These are all people who live in St. Louis County or St. Charles County. And they've been serving people for 24 years. And once you use them, you'll never again wonder who to call. Matheny. Let's see. Yep, we still have the same control board operator we had yesterday. Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, who is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, right now would be a great time to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Well, look who's in the house with his trouser mouse. It's Dan Strauss. Dan, how are you doing?
Great. And happy birthday to my middle son, Joshua.
It's well, happy birthday today. Joshua, 27?
28.
28? He's a year older than my daughter.
No, he's same age.
Oh, that's right. My daughter turns 28.
In a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, in like 11 days.
Oh, yeah.
11 days. All right, happy birthday, Joshua. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, yeah.
And I have a brand new Trivia Night, Win the World Trivia Night total for you. But Rat Boy is trying to say, hang on a second. It looks like he wants to make a contribution. Rat Boy wants to, oh my God, he wants to give $1,000. But wait.
What?
In what?
Cheese.
In cheese. And they can't use that.
No.
They can't send cheese to St. Jude.
We can eat it at the table.
Yeah.
With our Peronis.
That's a lot of cheese to eat, though. $1,000. He meant well.
Yeah.
He meant well. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra? Bill Clevin, thank you. Bill Clevin is on the way. You know, I mentioned it's 11 days before my daughter's birthday. She'll be 28. It's May 12th. To me, it's just another, I'm giving him a minute, it's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day. Oh, boy, see? Weren't ready. This is now, see how this sounds? Dead silence.
Oh, man.
Now, here's what's going to happen. You're going to edit that out.
All right.
And we're going to pick it up here. I just mentioned it's 11 days before my daughter's birthday, this day, the 12th of May. But to me, it's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
And see, when they hear it, it'll be seamless.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You
they won't hear
it. You edit out your horrible mistake that you made
right.
in not being ready. As I said, Bill Cleveland's on the way. Before I talk to you about Matheny, Bruce, can I have a drum roll, please? Please. This is exciting. At least to me it is. Ladies and gentlemen, our new total for When the World Cares, the charitable arm of When the World, where all the money from Trivia Night goes to St. Jude Children's Hospital, our new total, thanks to a couple of very generous people who got to me through emails or text or whatever during the break, is $9,000.
Yes. The world needs now is love, sweet love.
And to you, and you know who you are, who initially got a hold of me and said, hey, there's 500, here's another 5, let's make it 1,000. To Johnny with 100, thank you. To Gary, 300, thank you. Bob and Sue tied for the top two spots for the two couples at the Trivia Night table, 800 each. To Steve for the dinner at Annie Gunn's with me and my wife, $3,500 is your bid. We're not finished. That's not a closeout. That's just the current bid. And to Paul for $2,500 just because he doesn't want anything. He just wants to get, my goodness, thank you so much. And $10,000 would be even better, but I'm happy with $9,000. We're not finished. Trivia Night's is May 21st, a Saturday, which is not far away. Let me talk to you a little bit about Matheny. Matheny, and over the years I've had other heating and cooling companies, and they were good. I'm not about to say that everybody else is bad and only Matheny is good, and even they would tell you there's some other good heating and cooling companies. There are also some that will rip you off without even thinking and won't lose a minute's sleep. They'll lie to you. They'll tell you things that are wrong that aren't wrong just to sell you a new system. They'll charge you money they shouldn't charge you. They're out there, too. We certainly don't care about them, and quite frankly, I don't care about the other good heating and cooling companies because I'm AM and the PM, and so are you. And the Matheny supports this show directly by allowing me to speak for them, and I'm happy to do it because we've had Matheny out now for years, and I've never had anybody better or more respectful, more on time, more... Well, with quicker response, when you really need them, they'll get to you as quickly as anybody can get to you. And again, all you need to do, you don't need to worry about what kind of heating and cooling system for Matheny to come out. They're qualified and trained to work on everything. You don't need to worry about how old it is, what type, the size, model, the make, none of that. What you need to do is make sure you live in St. Louis County or St. Charles County. And I can hear the weeping in Illinois right now, and I don't blame you. I'm sure you have some decent people over there. They need to get a hold of me if they don't serve Missouri, and we'll balance it out. And if it's a decent company, I'll speak for them for the Illinois side. But for now, the official heating and cooling company of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon serves people in St. Louis County and St. Charles County, and that is the one, the only, Matheny. 74 years now, they've been keeping people cool in the summer and warm in the winter. You can find out all about them at MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com.
Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, good. From Columbus, Ohio. Can you edit out so people don't know he had to cue me on me
sure.
and tell me? And it'll sound like I knew where he was.
Yeah.
From Columbus, Ohio, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Thank you, Dan. 314-652-3456. Or if you want to use the latest, greatest technology, download the app STL Taxi. It'll be on your phone ready to go when you need Laclede Cab. Boom, that quickly. You got them. And now, from Columbus, Ohio, here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah.
Hey, good afternoon. From people of Ohio, how's it going?
It's going great. I'm assuming Columbus, Ohio is named after Christopher Columbus. I mean, I don't remember that specifically, but I would assume that. Is that correct?
Well, you've really embarrassed me, because that is one question I have not asked anyone here yet. I will get to I'll have a full report on Monday, but yeah, I'm here for a Midwest Travel Writers Association conference. It's my first one. It's like, you know, your first day at a new school. I don't know anybody. I know like four people. But it's been very rewarding, really neat walking around meeting some new folks and embarrass myself too much.
I know that your great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, Christopher Cleveland, founded the city of, but they misspelled that when they incorporated it and made it official in the paperwork, they actually misspelled it Cleveland, but people need to know that was supposed to have been Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah.
That's a true story. Yeah.
Would have been the Cleveland Indians, the Cleveland Cavaliers.
It would have been. Yeah, and no.
You're making jokes, but I do believe at some point down the line it was Cleveland and someone spelled it incorrectly and it became Cleveland. I believe that is absolutely correct. I could be like heir to the throne of Cleveland, Ohio.
We're not joking around at all.
Mm-mm.
No.
You don't know us very well.
No.
Yeah.
You're right.
What's going on?
Well, President Obama's daughter, Malia, has announced which college he's going to. Yeah, no surprise, Trump University.
That's not a surprise.
And Bernie Sanders the other day said he would show Hillary Clinton her worst nightmare. And Hillary said she's already seen it, called her marriage license.
Yeah.
And a photographer, I guess, revealed how he got Prince George to giggle when taking pictures. You know, little Prince George over there. Apparently, what he did was he suggested that one of George's relatives was late for work. And then he...
What am I missing?
I don't know. Because they don't work.
What am I missing?
Oh, they don't work.
The royal family.
Yeah, they don't work.
Yeah, that one...
Bit of a stretch.
You edit that out.
Oh, yeah. I will edit that out. I should have edited it to begin with.
No, Pian will take care of it. And finally...
Well, you know, prostitutes in Brazil have now started to learn English because, you know, they got the big Olympics coming up. So, you know, we're out of town. The clients during the Olympics.
Smart.
Yeah, they're learning the key phrases like, you are very handsome. Nice to meet you, Mr. Sheen. Getting them all. There you go. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AMNP and Cab Company, downtown Columbus, Ohio, on Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
You know that editing things out has caught on because my girlfriend Sandy, we were doing something and she says, "Oh, we'll just edit that out." And then we were doing something on stage and we were talking and John, in our band that I'm in, I don't know if I talked about that before.
No, you're in.
No, never.
Yeah, the Southside Johnny Band.
Never heard of.
At the Firehouse Saturday night at 8 o'clock. But he said, "Oh, we'll just edit that out. We'll just edit that." See, so it's catching on.
Well, there's a lot we're responsible for.
Mm-hmm.
Today's lingo, you know, and different trends. They're all set right here. This is home base, ground zero for that stuff.
Yeah.
So feel free to say it, folks. We appreciate it. It's flattering. Edit that out. Look what we started.
Yeah.
So this is a terrific research story. Wait till you hear this. In an article published in the Journal of Personal Relationships suggests that people who are good, men who are good storytellers or joke tellers, chicks find them more attractive.
Ooh.
So I may not have any hair. I may be a little overweight. Okay, sort of more than a little overweight. But I could apparently get chicks by telling stories and jokes.
Chicks dig you.
They like that.
Yeah.
John Donahue and Melanie Green ran experiments with women of all background, two-thirds Caucasian, average age was early 20s, act to rate the attractiveness of a potential partner. And what they found is that a lot of women say they find it attractive, sexy, arousing if a guy's a good storyteller.
Whoa.
All right.
Man.
Hey, and I'm not on the market now.
Oh.
Well, no, I'm not, I guess. Now, this is, you all know, I think, that we hold in very high regard people like Pat Robertson, you know, religious people, preachers. Check this out. This is from the Faith Christian Center in Texas. Pastor Gene Lingerfelt takes off on men who play Xbox and similar games, says that if you do that, if you play a video game, play video games a lot, you are a loser possessed by a retarded spirit.
Whoa!
Yeah, man!
I am.
Wow!
He says it's one of the women that the beautiful young women in his church can't find dates because these loser guys who are possessed with a retarded spirit are locked up at home playing video games. Well, you laugh, Dan.
Man.
He says if you have calluses on your thumbs from playing, you're a loser. If you're more than 18 years old and you're still jacking around with that stuff, you're a loser. He says, I curse that retarded game-playing spirit in the name of Jesus.
Wow.
Give me a hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He says, there are young women in this church, beautiful, beautiful young gals. And you know why they can't get a date? Because that retarded spirit got on the young men.
Wow.
And then everybody yells, amen. He says, some of you women, you have my permission. Blame me. He comes home. I'm talking about your husband coming home, and he's just gone. They don't throw out the trash. They don't. He'll go fish. If you throw out his video games, he'll fish him out of the trash because that's how addicted he is. You got to put him in a bathtub. Tub full of water before you throw out the trash and destroy that Xbox or that other game. Don't do it while it's plugged in. And then the congregation laughs. He says, yeah, throw away the thing that makes someone happy. It's the key to a great relationship. He called video games a time waster. Well,
man,
I'm telling you, this is the first I've heard that there was a retarded spirit that could surface from within you. And now we know, and it must be true because it's from a pastor, Pastor Gene Lingerfeld. And now we need this, just a piece of it. Fire it up, Jimmy Swagger.
Oh, yeah.
You video game players, you losers, you holders of a retarded spirit, I'm here to tell you that Jesus himself says you're a loser, and I couldn't agree more. Hit it, Jimmy.
Heaven's streets are all astir.
Yes, they are.
As we lift our voices,
no video games in heaven.
Glory will be ready.
There's no retarded spirit in heaven.
Angels rejoice as they work with precious stone.
Precious stone.
Putting
final touches
on our eternal home.
What are they doing, Jimmy?
Oh, they're getting heaven ready. It won't be long.
No video games.
Till angels hear God's cheering, sing their victory song.
Where there are no video games.
Mansions will be waiting.
And no streets of retarded spirit.
Heaven ready.
Yeah,
I want you to know I am ready to go.
Turn that piano off. Tear it up. Tear it up. Yeah. Jimmy Swagger, first cousin of Jerry Lee Lewis and Mickey Gilley. That's the truth, and they learned to play on the same piano. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yeah. All right. You can gradually fade it out there. Thank you, Jimmy. Now, I've got the gospel spirit in me. Do you?
Woo,
and I don't want anything to do anymore with video games, and I am saying get out, old retarded spirit.
Yes.
Get out of my mind and out of my life. Workers in the largest U.S. poultry-producing plants are regularly, according to this article in Bloomberg, regularly denied. I've heard this before and read other articles on this. They're denied bathroom breaks, and as a result, some of the workers in these plants wear diapers while they're working on the processing line.
Yeah, I heard the story. I go, well, that must be over in China or something.
No. It's
right
in America.
Yeah.
And I have actually heard this reported before that they have no choice. If you've got a 3-minute bathroom break and you got the cramps and gurgles, you better just, you're not going to make it in 3 minutes. So just, you know, good thing you got the diapers on.
Well, that's what they said. They give them all 10 minutes, but it's like the whole factory. So they all line up and they can't all get in there in time. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. Someday, maybe we won't. The diaper thing you can't really make fun of because a lot of people.
Oh, incontinence, know.
Yeah, but in this case, come on, they're only wearing them because they don't get enough of a bathroom break? That's crazy. And very quickly, if you don't think that people, hackers, can invade your space, your privacy. Listen to this. You know who James Comey is? He's the director of the FBI. He keeps tape over his smartphone camera lens because he even says, and yes, he's more of a target than most of it, but anybody who has a camera with a lens, a phone rather, with a camera, people who know how can activate that camera and hear and see whatever you're doing if your camera's not in your pocket where everything would be dark. How about that? And even James Comey admits it's true because he puts tape over his own camera, lens on his phone. That's a little scary.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little scary. You know who's not scared? The ladies aren't scared. Ladies, get in here.
Ooh, that's nice.
Been too long since we told this. Why did we mention earlier, or was it yesterday, the Native American? We were talking about bison, buffalo.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is the story of a Native American Indian who was approached by his son. Now, I've said before, when I do my Native American Indian, it's the voice that I grew up knowing from Tonto, the Lone Ranger sidekick. Yes, Kimosebi. Just kind of grunting. So this little boy goes to his dad on the reservation and goes, Dad, can I ask a question? He goes, anything, son. He says, Dad, how do we get our names? We don't have the same kind of names as other kids at school, like Danny or, you know, Bobby or John. Well, that good question. I think you're old enough to know how we assign names to children. Take, for example, your brother, Thundercloud. Got his name based on what we decided he looks at first when born. Your brother, Open Eyes, look up, Thundercloud above. So, his name, Thundercloud. Take your sister, Running Deer. Your sister, born, Open Eyes, look out, and we can see, first thing she see as young baby, a running deer. Hence, her name, Running Deer. Oh, okay, Dad, now I get it. He says, any other questions? Two dogs humping?
All right, let's check traffic now with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan. Flying over this accident, thank Carney for telling us, Corny for telling us about this, and southbound 270, it's just a little bit north of Manchester. That right now they have two left lanes blocked. A couple fire engines just pulled up on the scene. It's been there now for about 20 minutes, but you have traffic that looks like a parking lot now from Page down through north of Manchester, and then things open up pretty well through Highway 44. If you're traveling westbound 364, you're slowing from the Creve-Coeur Lake Bridge, goes all the way around through the Veterans Bridge, then things open up, and you look good getting on to 94. Eastbound 70, that was slow between 270 and St. Charles Rock Road. Then you're heavy again, 170 through Florissant Road. On eastbound Highway 270, you're jamming up now from 370 around the bend through New Florissant. You're going to be slow again, the Halls Ferries through 367 downtown, eastbound 40. You're still around Vandeventer to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink, paper, coffee, snacks. And with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples, make more happen. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Here's a question only you can answer. What do you think about us? Let us know, and you could win St. Louis FC soccer, Mizzou football, or Six Flags tickets. Just go to KTRS.com and click on Enter to Win and take our listener survey. You'll be able to tell us honestly how we're doing, good or bad, and possibly win St. Louis soccer, Mizzou football, or Six Flags tickets just for doing so. You listen to us, and we listen to you. The Big 550 KTRS. Talk radio for the rest of us.
No company sells and installs more windows than Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for the number one replacement window company here in St. Louis. I've been a spokesman of theirs for at least 12 years, and they have grown exponentially because they have a very simple formula. Great customer service and great windows. In fact, the windows come with the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. Window World Windows comes with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. For the last 6 years in a row, they've sold over 1 million windows nationwide. Why is that? Because they stand behind their product. Window World. If you're looking for windows, there really is no other company. I would put my reputation behind it. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800 or windowworld.com for the best windows at the best price, best customer service, windowworld.com.
Since 1950, the premier Lennox heating and cooling dealer in the St. Louis area has been Galmish & Sons. In their third generation, the Galmish tradition of providing prompt, reliable, and courteous service continues, performed by union craftsmen. They offer 24-hour-a-day emergency service, and they service all makes and models. You can get a complete Lennox system installed for only $28.95. You heard right, just $28.95 for a complete Lennox system installed. Family-owned Galmish & Sons do residential work as well as commercial work, along with humidifier replacement and repair. They're McGraw-Milhaven tested, so give them a call today for a no-obligation estimate for your home or business at 314-993-1110. That's 314-993-1110. Or see their website at galmishandsons.com. That's Galmish spelled G-A-L-M-I-C-H-E and sons.com. Family-owned since 1950.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is with us. Kathy, how should buyers prepare when looking for a new home?
Well, align yourself with a knowledgeable agent team like us. Homes are selling quickly and often for above asking price. We network with other agents to find coming soon homes before they even hit the market.
Kathy Helbig, what makes buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups because we have a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as design and staging, marketing, and buyer specialist.
How are you using technology to help your client?
Our clients can utilize iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps that help make the home buying process smooth and fun.
Great.
It allows for direct communication with our clients, and they have the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's fantastic. That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West Real Estate. She's an expert on KSDK Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on the Big 550 KTRS. Check her out online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/radiotalk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radiotalk. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/radiotalk.
It's that time of year again, the time you want to spruce up your yard. And whether you're just adding a few pieces to your deck or a complete landscaping overhaul, check out Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center at Highway 109 and Clayton Road in Wildwood. They have a family business that has been selling to St. Louis for 65 years. With a professional and knowledgeable staff, a beautifully maintained and colorful garden setting you think might look like a botanical garden instead. Their landscape division provides exquisite, elegant, and refined landscapes magnificent outdoor living rooms, kitchens, patios, pool areas, and things you can definitely picture in your home. Premium quality plants, not those small ones that you see at the big box stores. Beautiful greenery everywhere you look at Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center. Again, they're located at Highway 109 and Clayton Road in Wildwood. This family business would love to see you for all of your landscaping needs. Pasiglia.com. It's Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center.
St. Louis FC is looking forward to making a run in the prestigious Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Join in on the truly authentic St. Louis soccer experience. Tailgating, cheering, chanting, and much more. Make your plans to be there Wednesday, May 18th at 7 p.m. for the opening game of the Open Cup presented by Mercy. Be a part of the excitement and get your tickets now. For season tickets or individual game tickets, call 636-680-0999 or go to stlouisfc.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Spring is here, and in St. Louis, that means spring remodeling and spring storms. Compton Roofing has been serving the St. Louis area for over 60 years and is glad to help with storm damage as well as any repairs and replacement needs you may have. Give them a call. The professionals at Compton Roofing are locally owned and family operated. Call them for a free estimate at 314-427-5912 or visit them at ComptonRoofing.com. That's Compton Roofing, 314-427-5912.
There may be one thing that's standing between you and retirement, but it's probably not what you think it is. Find out the answer on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine. Fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home.
Another chapter.
That's the music that means it's time for Mike Evans, and I hope you know who makes his appearance possible every day. It's Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. They're both on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley, and some high bidder, at this point it's Steve, is going to sit down to a wonderful dinner with me and my wife, and Mr. Sainert, the proprietor, is going to provide a couple of bottles of really good wine, and you order anything on the menu you want. That's the kind of charitable guy you're dealing with here, and I have put myself out there. This is how charitable I am. Yeah, I probably would have other plans for that night, but I'll shelve them. I'll push them aside in order to go for charity and have a steak, a shrimp, maybe a lobster tail, because it is for charity, and I don't care what else might come along. I am going to be there for that dinner. That's the kind of person I am. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley are proud. Now, don't forget, gift cards always a good idea. To present Mike Evans.
Oh, yeah, give it up.
Yeah, come on. Somebody asked me today, does Mike Evans really drink wine like that at home? And I said, yes. Quick answer, easy answer. Yes, he does. He's not behind the wheel of a car. He's at home, and he likes his wine.
That's right.
Nothing wrong with that.
I don't drive and drink.
And if you watch sometimes these old people interview, they go, well, what's the secret? A lot of them will say, I drink a glass of wine or two every day.
I don't drink and drive. I'll drink and do laundry.
Well, you should never have to do laundry. You're married.
Well, I don't mind doing that. And I'll drink and do the dishes.
You shouldn't have to do that. You're married.
And I'll drink and make dinner.
Remember the really greatest sexist joke of all time? And the joke is, how do you know if your wife is dead? The sex is the same, but the dishes are piled up. Sorry, but that's funny. Yeah. And by the way, you can flip it for the women and go, how do you know if your husband's dead? The sex is the same, but the grass needs cutting.
Well, you know you're ruining my report.
I know that. I know it's my job.
And I got a friend of mine that's listening, just driving to Newport, Oregon, little Eddie Soha. I told him those jokes that you told me the other day about what are you trying to gross me out?
Yeah, that's a good one. That's one we cannot tell on the air. Hello, little Eddie.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Your pop quiz question, name the name of the rock and roller who does not drink alcohol. Ringo Starr. Elton John, Bob Dylan, Steve Miller. Answer in a minute. Got a movie review for you. The Lobster stars Colin Farrell and Rachel Walls. It is as freaky, as weird, as odd, as bizarre as any movie you've ever seen. It's about people who have lost true love, and they live in a society that after you've lost true love, you have 45 days to find a new true love, or you were turned into the animal of your choice.
Is this a true story?
Yeah. Colin lives with his dog, who also is his brother.
Oh my God.
And if Farrell can't find love, he has 45 days, he wants to be turned into a lobster.
This sounds stupid.
It is mind-blowing, crazy, and really, really good.
Really?
Rated R, under 2 hours, 3 stars.
What's it called?
The Lobster.
Well, we'll take your word for it, but it sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Does that sound crazy or what?
Yeah.
Movie news, Susan Sarandon and Jessica Lange will play the characters that Betty Davis and Joan Crawford played in the remake of Baby Jane. That scared the hell out of me when I was a kid.
Here's my impression of a person sitting next to Susan Sarandon.
What the hell is that?
But sniffing because she looks like she needs a shower.
Dude, you stink.
Oh, she doesn't look like a
She's
dude.
Not a dude. Come on, man.
Come on.
Brandon.
Helen Hunt will star as the coach of a true story about an Iowa high school girls volleyball team and the death of one of their players.
I think Helen Hunt is a fantastic actor.
I agree. Emma Stone is shooting a biopic playing tennis star Billie Jean King. Set in 1973 during the Battle of the Sexes tennis match against Bobby Riggs. Instant pop quiz question. Where did that tennis match take place?
Ooh, I don't know. I'm going to say St. Louis.
I was going to say Houston.
St. Louis.
Houston Astrodome.
Good way to go, man.
Yeah, all over it. Another sports biopic, Robert De Niro as Roberto Duran's boxing trainer, Ray Arcel, who had an incredible life. The movie is called Hands of Stone, but since it's about Roberto Duran, could have been No Mas.
Here's my impression of Robert De Niro sitting next to Susan Sarandon.
You're ruined.
Now it's ruined. That could have been so good.
What is Eddie Soha going to think of this?
Little Eddie, we're sorry, man. You just picked the wrong day to listen.
Brad Pitt is shooting a World War II film called Allied in England. They say that it's the best movie that he's ever made.
That's a big statement.
Did you know that the best celebrity female golfers are Catherine Zeta-Jones.
I like her.
Sharon Stone.
That doesn't surprise me.
Donald's hot blonde daughter, Ivanka Trump.
Oh, yeah.
However.
And there's always a however in life.
The best celebrity female golfer is Jessica Alba. Scratch golfer. She's worth $4 billion and a scratch golfer and is as beautiful as they come.
That's her right there as a scratch golfer.
Boy, there's just no quitting you today.
No, there's not. No, there's not.
Date in history on this date. In 1896, New York City passes a law forbidding spitting on the street. It's still a law on the books, and nobody pays any more attention to it now than they did in 1896.
No, they don't.
It's the way it is. And finally.
Don't do it. Don't end it.
Ruin from the beginning. Hold on a second. I'll drink
this. Yeah, it'll dull the pain.
Name the name of the rock and roller who does not drink alcohol. Ringo Starr, Elton John, Bob Dylan, Steve Miller.
Ooh, I'll say Elton John.
I'll say Bob Dylan.
This is a tough one. I'm going to go also with Bob Dylan.
Oh, you stupid, ignorant sluts.
Oh.
Ringo Starr.
Oh, boy.
I don't want any, I don't want anything to drink.
That sounds like Mr. Magoo or something. Active Man. Man, who were the choices?
Ringo Starr, Elton John.
You know what?
Bob
I should
Dylan.
Have known it wasn't Bob Dylan because I just talked to him this morning.
Really?
And he mentioned that he drank alcohol occasionally. Here's a little bit of what he had to say.
Once upon a time, I drink a little wine.
Bob Dylan. Yeah.
Right.
I should have known better. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. And they sell thousands of gift cards every year because there is no one who doesn't appreciate a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. They're both on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. Also in Chesterfield Valley, down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Is a Meanies. A-M-I-N-I-S. There's a copper dome sitting on top of that building, and inside that building are some things that you've never seen all together in any other one store. It's an interesting mix of merchandise. What you will not find is junk. They do not sell the low end of anything, any category. Pick any one of them, whether it's lighting or furniture, which they now carry, bedroom, dining room furniture, the best of the best of the best. When you're ready and you've done well and you're ready to treat yourself to the best. And people do that all the time with cars and housing. Oh, we got the home of our dreams. We got a really nice car. Well, when you're ready for a really great, whether it's furniture, lighting, pinball machine, arcade, shuffleboard, you'll find it all there, but no junk. And sometimes you don't want junk, because you regret it. Take pool tables, for example. You want a real slate table. Now, there are pool tables that look exactly like good pool tables, but they're not. They're not slate. They're junk. They're crap. They don't sell those at the Meanies. Same thing with any other, pick a category, Jaffe Lighting, beautiful Jaffe Lighting selection. And patio furniture, when you're tired of replacing junk patio furniture and paying every couple of years, then do this. Go look at the patio furniture at Amini's, and you're probably never going to have to replace that stuff. It's just the best-made patio furniture. And it's the number one in sales, their number one category, patio furniture. Check it out. Tell me if I'm not right. Get yourself some beautiful bucks, they call them, when you make a purchase that you can use toward the purchase of something else. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, down in the heart of Chesterfield Valley, Amini's.com.
It's time for a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, they're still working with the accident on southbound 270 before Manchester. The two left lanes were blocked, and traffic is solid from Page. Downtown, eastbound 40 drivers are now slowing from midway between Compton and Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge, although westbound 40 is still slow from Grand out through McCausland. You're going to find some slow pockets from McKnight all the way out through Highway 270. And then you have westbound 364. That's slowing now from the Maryland Heights Expressway out through the Veterans Bridge. On eastbound 270, you're getting better. It looks like we have traffic that's heavy now from east of McDonald through New Florissant. And then you're heavy as you approach Highway 367. This traffic report brought to you by BMW. BMW Service Centers. Competitive prices for genuine parts and service. Visit BMWUSAService.com today for details. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
The sweet sound of a squeaky clean engine. It's like music to my ears. Oh, and that's a dirty engine. It's what happens when you use ordinary fuels that leave behind dirty deposits. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Oh, much better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate. Our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
KTRS St. Louis.
Live and local.
Depend on it.
right, we feel good about this one. Thanks, as always, to Scott Sherman for coming in. He does that every Thursday. And thanks to you folks for listening. Have a great Thursday evening.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
Thanks for calling.
All right,
Dan.
Goodbye, Dan.
Bye, yeah.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
We are very lucky.
Assessing the damage after the major hailstorm rolled through part of the area, the number of cars damaged by the falling ice.
An Illinois congressman calling for an investigation into the NGA decision. Why he says it's needed.
Tonight, the mother and daughter accused of stealing more than $100,000 from this U City dog groomer. They didn't hold the place up. They worked here.
Ezekiel Elliott facing anger from his new fans in Dallas. What he said that has them calling for a trade.
But first on Fox News at 6, a path of destruction still remains in much of the viewing area after major storms brought down power, did power outages rather, down trees and damaged cars.
Fox News' Kelly Hoskins joins us now live with a look at the damage where large hail took out nearly an entire lot of luxury cars. Kelly?